With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Joe Biden's White House doctor not cooperating with Congress. Dr. Kevin O'Connor did not answer any questions when he appeared before the House Oversight Committee Wednesday, claiming the Fifth Amendment. Committee Chairman James Comer called it unprecedented and said he thinks it adds more fuel to the fire that there was a cover-up. Virginia's governor is grateful for the efforts of Texas rescuers after his own family was trapped by the devastating flooding in Texas.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells reporters he was asked by officials if he wanted his family to be airlifted out, but declined that offer.
I said no. I've talked to them. My family is safe. Please go rescue these young campers from these places. And when everyone else has been attended to, like other people that are safe but stranded, we'll deal with my family.
Youngkin himself flew to Texas last Friday. Audio courtesy WWBT. I'm Jennifer King.
Flash flooding strikes a mountain village in New Mexico.
Caitlin Carpenter tells KOAT she'd been riding her motorcycle through the mountains of southern New Mexico Tuesday when the rain became too much.
It kind of just went from bad to worse.
The water of the Rio Ruidoso rose nearly 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Carpenter started filming.
That's when I saw the house coming down the river.
Emergency crews carried out at least 85 swift water rescues in the Ruidoso area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Three people died. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and President Trump share the same goals.
In pursuing this common goal, we have a common strategy. Not only do we have a common strategy, we have common tactics. This doesn't involve pressure, doesn't involve coercion, it involves full coordination.
This is SRN News. Christian music is crossing over.
Songs that are hits on the contemporary Christian charts are now invading the mainstream. Brandon Lake's hard-fought Hallelujah spent 19 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Forrest Frank's song Your Way Is Better has been up there for 10 weeks. Contemporary Christian music is also enjoying a lot more streaming on Spotify, increasing by 60% around the world since 2020. Experts are not sure exactly why such tunes are so popular right now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles will be closing this month. It's the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations and hormone replacement for kids. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform sex change procedures on children, the center will close its doors July 22nd. The closure comes weeks after the Supreme Court upheld a Tennessee law forbidding doctors and hospitals to do so. This is SRN News. Philadelphia's week-long city worker strike ends with a tentative agreement between the union and the city. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Philadelphia has reached a deal with city workers to end an eight-day strike that closed libraries and halted residential trash pickup. Mayor Sherelle Parker and Municipal Union District Council 33 posted the strike is over on social media. The mayor wrote that the tentative deal, which must be ratified by union members, will gradually increase workers' pay by 14% by the end of the next 3 years.
Three members of a violent trans cult will be tried together on charges of trespassing and illegal gun and drug possession in rural western Maryland. The group known as Zizians has been linked to six killings spanning three states in recent years. The Maryland cases were originally scheduled for separate trials, but the defendants requested a joint proceeding and a judge agreed. The three were arrested in February. More details at SRNnews.com.